The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, today, two little things. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He was born in the year 1696 and died in the year 1787. Most of you will have heard of an order in the church called the Redemptorists, and St. Alphonsus Liguori was the founder of the Order of Redemptorists. He was a very clever man, a very learned man, and wrote many books, and great books on prayer and spirituality. Now, let's move to the Gospel for a moment and to the readings at Mass this morning, because in the present time, we can bring them right up to date and apply them. And so we have Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was a prophet, and we got most of us think, no matter how often we hear it, that a prophet is somebody who foretells the truth. No, a prophet is somebody who speaks the truth, who tells it as it is, who tells it as it is. And so John the Baptist was a prophet, and what he had to say, King Herod did not like. And so he had him beheaded because he didn't like what he said. And then, unfortunately, he painted himself into a corner by saying to this young woman who did the dance, "I'll give you anything you ask." And her mother was very unhappy with John the Baptist. And so she said, ask him to give John the Baptist's head on a platter. And Herod had painted himself into a corner. Now, let's move right up to the 1st of August, 2020. And so, can you think of any really modern day prophet? And immediately comes to mind somebody, I'm thinking of a modern day prophet right here. Well, one of them was buried the other day, John Lewis. He was a prophet, a man who stood up and spoke for the truth and told people as it was. A wonderful, wonderful man. Was he liked? No. Was he disliked by some people? very much in control of things and in authority, totally disliked. Couldn't say a good word about him. Do we have another day prophet to take his place? We do. We have Dr. Fauci. Here's a man who tells it as it is, who's not afraid to speak the truth, even though he's criticized, mocked, and denigrated by those from whom you would respect much better. And if some of those people had the power and the authority, they possibly would have him beheaded, because they don't like what he's saying. He tells it as it is. Now, who are you going to listen to? That's the question this morning. Because all of us at times, we have to listen to the truth. When somebody points out to us something that we're doing is totally wrong, are we willing to listen? And the answer most often is, the honest answer is most often, no, I'm not. It's hard to listen to what somebody is telling you when they're telling you the truth. Sometimes we don't want to hear it. And there are many, unfortunately, many, many people, and especially many people in leadership at the moment, who are not open to hear what a wonderful man like Dr. Fauci is saying at the moment. People, for example, many people, you see them every day, who for some unknown reason refuse to wear a mask. Why don't they listen? If everybody was to wear a mask, we could deal much better with the pandemic. Not make it go away, but save a lot of lives. So why don't we listen? What's wrong? Have the courage. It takes courage to listen to the truth at times. And that is what the gospel is saying to us this morning, whether we like it or not.